Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight's show, we have the one and only millionaire matchmaker, Patty Stanger, in the studio to help give us her best tips about dating, relating, and mating, and how you can finally find your perfect match. Thanks for listening. Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, Adam and Eve wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. Okay, so what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It is so easy, people. Oh, and here's an idea for you if you don't know what to get, which baffles me because they have every single toy on the planet and everything on their site will spice up your sex life, but I gotta remind you, it is Anal Sex Month. So in the spirit of this month, try the A&E Booty Boot Camp Training Kit. It's a perfect set of butt plugs to ease you into backdoor play. Now on sale for $22. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code EMILY at checkout and you'll get 10 free gifts. Who the hell gets you 10 free gifts, people? Go check out adamandeve.com, select one free gift, 10 free gifts, including free shipping. Don't you hate when people guide you on shipping? They do not guide you on shipping. This is why I love them. Enter offer code EMILY. That's EMILY at adamandeve.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, EMILY. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check it out. You know what you need to do there? Have you not done this yet? Do you know that we update the website every single day with blogs, videos, instructional posts so you can have better sex and relationships? Because that is what I'm all about. Plus, we do 2 podcasts a week, and it's so easy. You just subscribe right there on the site, and you'll never miss another show again. And they're so easy to listen to. You know what a podcast is? So easy. You're listening now. You can download the podcast app, Podcast One app. It's all a good time. And I'm here with Anderson.
What up, kid?
It's good to see you, honey.
It's good to see you.
It feels like forever.
I'm so excited because it's Anal Sex Month.
I saw you get really excited.
So pumped about it.
Dude, yeah. I know. Okay, let me just tell you something, people. I know that you're hearing anal sex during, and I've talked about it a lot on the show. And I'm not even saying, when I say anal sex, I'm not saying you got to go have anal sex. I'm just saying expand your repertoire. There's so many nerve endings in the anus. Just have some fun playing around. Touch the area. If you've never touched it, have a good time. And it even makes me, like, we're sending out our anal sex newsletter. And I'm like, how many times do we have to say anal sex in the newsletter? You know? So
I feel like that should be.
But I do think it is the month. Try something new. What?
One of the main things.
Backdoor play.
A checkbox when you're like on one of those dating sites and you're trying to get matched up with somebody who likes the same. I think that anal should be like towards the top of the list, right?
We'll have to ask Patty Stanger
about
that.
Long walks on the beach,
anal sex. She would
match
people with that. But so that's what. Oh, speaking of which, though. Okay. I am teaching a workshop about it.
Shocking. Yeah. About the butt play.
I'm being super anal about it, too, because I'm totally prepping. It's at Hustler Hollywood. It's August 25th from 8 to 10 p.m. And if you've attended my workshops, you know they're...
Demonstrations. Lots of them.
Yeah, live demos.
Yeah.
Are you going to come?
Well, was that a double entendre on
kind
purpose?
Kind of. Right,
yeah,
there.
Well
double.
Done.
Just like top of the hour, double entendre.
I'll be there.
Okay, here's the thing. So three key ingredients to amazing anal play: useful anatomy tips that will maximize your pleasure, massage techniques to build arousal. I know you're thinking, okay, I had anal sex once. It sucked. Someone just shoved
it in.
As
a girl that said that.
Yeah, exactly. Because people don't get that, yes, people often do not understand how to perform anal sex right. And they don't use lube. They don't prepare you. If you're interested in learning more, come to the workshop. RSVP to HHRSVP at LFP.com.
Come.
Oh, I hate that noise.
I know.
Okay, one more thing. I will be in New York City at the Sexual Health Expo. You're always saying, why aren't you coming to Zach? Why aren't you coming to New York? I'm going to be there. Come. It'll be so much fun. It's top sex educators. I'll be giving the keynote, all the latest and greatest products. And if you want to know more about it, email me, feedback@sexwithelmy.com. And check it out on my website. It is September 18th and 20th, New York City. Yeah,
fantastic.
That's what's going on.
What is September sexual month wise?
What would you like it to be? Anderson?
I don't know.
We can
Deep
name
throat
it after,
month?
No. Blowjob month? No. Every month is blowjob month.
Patty Stanger.
Patty Stanger. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
The Millionaire Max Share. It's good to see you.
Good. Thanks.
Since
you've got applause.
I know. You should
get applause. I have that on my podcast.
Patty's got an awesome podcast at the Sideshow Network, which I was just honored to be on, called Patty Stanger's Love and Sex Report.
You go to iTunes, you can check it out, and you can hear Emily in all her glory talk about her personal life as well as giving you lots of personal tips.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Okay.
Patty, I'm so glad you're here. You've got a lot going on. Patty Stanger, if you don't know, you can find more at pattyknows.com, millionairesclub123.com, and then across the board, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Patty Stanger.
Right.
And so, Patty, we met initially like a few years ago. I've been writing on your website.
You want to say who you met it through?
I was dating a guy.
His name's David Weigand.
Oh,
he's a
geez.
Big dating coach.
He's just a dating coach, which...
Yeah. And you can check him out. He's actually my co-host on Love and Sex
Unfortunately,
Report.
Unfortunately, why was it? Okay, I'm wondering
they
why.
They went out for
it?
A really long time. So they
Six
were this,
months,
so
Patty.
They,
for
they
me,
were,
that is a long
that
time.
That was a long time. They were this couple that when you went to dinner, they could not take their hands off each other. And you would go home depressed with your boyfriend and go, what's wrong with us? And then they broke up. Like, what the fuck?
I said, what's wrong with us? Or
no,
you're a boyfriend.
No, when you go out with a couple that doesn't stop touching each other and, you know, they're in the throes of the 3-monther or the 4-monther and you're going, oh my God, you're with your boyfriend for a year and you're like, okay, why aren't we having sex like that and why aren't we touching each other and what's wrong with us, you know, and then you broke up. So it's like you bursted my fucking amazing bubble like that maybe this can last forever. And of course, David says, my boyfriend at the time says, they're going to break up. You'll see. And he was right.
He was right. You know, it was 3 months. You can't judge on 3 months of
you
any
went
relationship.
Out with like 6 months.
6 months,
and
right.
then you didn't take him home for your weekend to Michigan with your family, and it was his birthday.
It was just like 50 birthdays.
It was, who cares? He's a Cancer. He's sensitive.
You understand. My family, I never see them. They're in Michigan. My brother was getting divorced
bullshit,
that year.
Bullshit. You 6 months, and you take your boyfriend home?
No,
bullshit. No, you
Michigan?
Were ashamed.
Ashamed?
You're ashamed. Or you're ashamed. Either you're ashamed of your life or you're ashamed of him. But neither way, it's shame, shame, shame.
She's got a reputation uphold, and that reputation is single.
No,
yeah, well,
not with my family.
Not when you're, she's going to, if you turn, can you imagine in the next 10, 20 years, she turns 50 and she's still single in the nursing home going, hello, Mr. Orderly, will you give me a butt plug right now?
I need a butt plug.
Keep swallowing out.
It's all, you know, Patty, it was a good time. I just moved to LA and I wasn't ashamed. And he's a wonderful guy. You know,
okay.
you work
yeah.
with him.
Yeah.
Okay, Patty, but this is what I want to know because I told a lot of people, you know, I was really excited to have you on. Like, but how do you become a matchmaker? I just got to get this out of the way because, like, people are like,
that's
sex,
not
like,
something
sex.
That you inherit the throne from your grandmother and your mother. My grandmother and my mother were known matchmakers in New Jersey in South Orange, West Orange, Livingston, Short Hills. We went to Temple up in Nate Abraham. It started in Newark. It ended up in Livingston. And, you know, it was 1962-3. My mother's married to an alcoholic who's the hottest guy in town. He looked like... how could I describe him? He was salt and pepper, tall, sexy, stud of a man from Brooklyn who, like, landed in Jersey, got a better life, one of those guys. He actually was Donald Trump's insurance guy, Irwin, and he looked like Richard Gere. And so my mother dropped out of college, wanted to get married. My grandmother said, look, you cannot stay around the neighborhood and just get a job at the local doctor's office. You need to get married, Missy. She found Richard Gere, fixes them up. They have me, which I was adopted, so she couldn't get pregnant for 6 years, and it was a struggle on the marriage. You know, she had endometriosis, and it was not something you could cure at the time. And then about 1963, he decides to hit the local bar on a regular basis on Wednesday night and gets caught cheating, and she kicks his ass out. You know, after she probably had, my mother was great. She had a detective. She found the woman. She set him up. It was like a scene out of a reality
so
show.
Intense.
Like the housewives in New Jersey got nothing on us. And then finally, my grandmother fixed her up with her second husband. So, you know, 63 was, you didn't get divorced in New Jersey.
Right.
70s, you did. It was Bill Carroll, Ted and Alice, for those who are from my generation,
yeah,
which
my,
means
my
four people
70,
that swung and got into bed in a famous movie. And my mother was like, if I can do this, so can everybody else. And my grandmother's like, round up the troops, who's getting divorced, let's fix the women up. And let, you know, my grandmother hated when men could find younger women and the women of the ripe age could not find the men, so she was always an advocate. Then I have my aunt in New York who did like the New York scene, and it was like a family of matchmakers. That's the only way I can describe it.
And so, so you had a sense,
yeah,
like you meet someone.
So
you're
I
like...
was seventh grade dance, loved all the Goyim Christian boys, never dated the Jews.
Me neither.
And we had there was a dance at one of the local churches. I said, let's you know, bust it open. It must have been like bar mitzvah season, and I didn't want to go to the bar mitzvah. And me and my girlfriend Sherry Berman bust into the scene. We see all the hotepitates, tall, blonde, Aryan-looking guys. And I noticed the boys were on one side of the room and the girls were on the other side of the room. And I said, why aren't we talking? And I brought everybody together. She ended up getting a boyfriend from it. And the priest said to me, you have a job, honey. You're going to be a matchmaker. I said, no way. I would never do this. Didn't even know that it existed for
right,
a living because
like
you didn't see money. You got chickens, a pot of soup.
Right.
You know, you got candles for Shabbat. You didn't get like big tchotchke things.
Right.
And so years later, my parents owned a restaurant. My mother was married for the second time, and I worked in the restaurant. I broke my arm, and I hated working in the restaurant, even though I love cooking. And my mother saw an ad for Great Expectations, the oldest and largest dating service in the country, and said, okay, now you need to go out and try out for it. And it was like 1,000 girls, a sea of Coors blonde women from Fort Lauderdale with their tits, and I'm the brunette. So I was literally the Cher amongst the Christie Brinkleys, begging this Jewish guy, Mitchell, for the job. And he said, okay, tonight's the night. Fort Lauderdale, be at this restaurant. If you get the most leads, you win. It rained. Only one girl showed up. She cried. There's no women. There's no men here. I walked out A1A with an umbrella, sports bar to sports bar, took like 50, 60 leads, threw it in his face. Okay, let's go, buddy.
And that's when it
and
started.
That was when it, and then I created a system for GE, which is, you know, it would probably be considered match.com right now. We were pre the internet.
Right.
And I said, basically, you need to have a certain amount of leads per office. There were 50 offices nationwide. And I basically taught them how to do this. And got boyfriends along the way, and I worked nights. I was like a hooker.
Did you date people? All right, I hear you. When you started your business, though, but did you ever meet people, they come to see you, and you're
yes.
like, hey, you're good. You're,
so
you're...
there was this, you know, I always went for the really hot guy and never checked his wallet. Big mistake. So this guy floats into town, a lot of Canadians in Florida, French, Jewish, from Montreal, and he dressed to the nines, and he had a Breitling watch, and he had, you know, a really amazing Versace suit on, and Hugo Boss shoes, and everything that you want in a man, and he was smoking. And I said, something's wrong with him. And he was financially pure, you know, poor.
Right.
But he could fuck me like nothing. 3 years of catnip sex. It's in my book, Become Your Own Matchmaker on Amazon. And the guy, oh man, with his magic tongue, magic fingers. We were doing Cirque du Soleil on the ceiling. And he wanted me to pay for dates, Emily, after about 3 months. So I cut him loose. But I was addicted to the sex. Oxytocin, I talk about
exactly.
it all the time.
It's
and
so true.
I went 3 years under this spell until one day I said no more.
So yeah. How do you tell people? Because people often say you cannot
was dirty
marry the person you've
had
sex with. I don't believe.
That's bullshit. It was dirty 30s, 30, 33, 34, 35, somewhere around there. He's a little bit older than me. And I was like, God damn that. Did I know what I had? Like, girls, if you're in your early 30s and you are not using it to your, you know, to your Right. Advantage.
Don't waste the pretty, as they say.
Yeah, because
right?
don't waste the pretty, because man, you know, it's an engine like a Maserati, and one day you end up becoming a Prius. Yeah. So that's that.
But in your 20s, though, don't you think that people should just kind of date and not get married in their 20s?
I'm a big believer over 30. Saturn, I'm astrology driven, and Saturn return happens at 29, 30, and you're not settled yet. At 30, you kind of wake up with the light bulb moment and go, okay, this is what I want. I want the house. I want this. I want that. Some people don't want to get married. They don't want to have kids, but they know at 30. And trying to go against, you know, the river, the current, you know, salmon swim upstream, you want to go against it, basically doesn't work. So you have to be true to who you are. And everybody needs to know there's not one size fits all. Marriage is not to be end to be all, as my exactly. mother would say. She was married 3 times. My mother would be like, sweetie, children are overrated. Take lovers and travel the world.
I love
Trust
your mom.
Trust me on this.
That's exactly yeah. it. My mom never, she, same thing, 3 times married, she said, you got to never rely on a man to take care of you. She said, you got to take care of yourself.
And the thing
now
is,
she denies she said that.
And then my sister marries the billionaire and like has all the money and lives in Long Island. And I was crying all my life to get that. And it was like, why am I different? I became famous. I made a business. Like, I never understood why I couldn't go the traditional route. But when I was growing up in Short Hills, I had every hot Jewish guy living in the neighborhood who had money, and
they
I was
loved
like,
you, right?
And I snubbed my nose at them and go, meh.
See, but I
want
was
the
not
poor
attracted
rock
to that.
Star.
But see, you have money and you've got it going on.
Yeah.
So
but
what
you don't
do
want
you
to take care of financially of a man.
You do not
that's
want
the,
to take care of
that's
want to be
a
caretaker.
Big problem. And that the sex goes out the window on that, because they start becoming your 6-year-old son. And it's not that they don't want to bang you, it's that you don't want to bang them.
Right,
there's
because
a difference.
You don't respect them anymore. They're not being
you
the
can't
man.
Look. I mean, I don't get wet for somebody who I have to pay for.
No, God, no. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of your dating rules. Because
okay.
I did find you have like your commandments that you wrote.
Oh,
like,
really?
Thou shalt
I have commandments?
You do have commandments.
Okay.
And I found it interesting, you know. There are a few of them that I highlighted here. You got, thou shalt return calls in a timely manner.
Yes.
Because there's all these rules.
No,
wait
no.
3 days.
Too much competition. Women are outnumbered in the sense that there's too many women and there's not enough men. And we have the internet and we have Tinder. And with these kinds of devices right now, they can just up you again in 20 seconds. You show that you are professional. Like, you would never not call your boss back for 3 days, right?
Right.
So if you do the right thing at the right time and he, you know, disses you, he's not your guy. But the guys that really want a serious relationship are going to respect you. Say, you know what? It was so nice that you returned my phone call, or you texted me back, or you emailed me when I emailed.
Right.
I really respect that about you. And
because
I hear
playing games.
Yeah. I mean, I've recently broke up and my ex-boyfriend and I are still friends, and he went on match.com and he went on two dates, two different girls, hot girls. I said, what was wrong? She goes, they don't have their shit together like you. You came right back after the first date. You know, I wrote on the internet, listen, I suck at typing, and if you want to get a hold of me and ask me out, here's my number. And I don't go back and forth 55 times with the texting, or here's 55 more pictures. You don't get it in the first 5 minutes. See, you don't want to be you.
See, that's good that you put that, yeah. because I don't like the emailing back and forth. I don't like the texting for weeks. Like, let's just make a plan. Call me. We're done. We're
right.
out.
Plan. So Jeff Fetterman, who didn't make a plan, you didn't follow through.
I mean, he texted.
I fixed Emily up with this guy I thought was a great fit. She liked him, he liked her, and then he was in New York and she got busy and they had a couple texts, but then he didn't call her. So here's a tip, guys. Women only fall in love between their ears, not their eyes. You fall in love between your eyes. Do not put that on us. So we don't like texting. We have to hear your voice, lock on, get off the phone, we take our little magic wand out, we visualize. How many times have you gone to sleep? You can't go to sleep at night and you're just like imagining.
Right.
If that or DTV porn, it's
whatever,
one of the two.
You know what?
Right?
Whatever works for you. It's right. true. But yeah, you're right. I feel like it's almost worse with the texting. I forget. I get busy.
But here's my thought on that.
Know.
You need to, if you don't like texting, calling, emailing, whatever it is you don't like, your form of communication, and the one you do like, you need to let the guy know. Most men are stupid, right? Right over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, we're pretty dumb.
Yeah, and they don't know what you want. They're not mind readers. They're not psychic.
But do you think that anybody knows what they want? Because I feel like one of the
biggest
problems...
If you don't know what you want by now, you're in trouble.
Okay, well, I'm not saying me. I'm saying a lot of people, we always hear they can't find love. It's either because they're not prioritizing it or they're like, I just don't know. So I'm going to date a bunch of people.
Well,
and so what are the tools that you give people to help figure out what it is that they want?
Well, they're those who don't get choices. You know, those who like are sitting on the sidelines and they don't get a lot of choices. And when the number comes up, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have a job, I'll take him. You know, and that's the problem. They don't get choices. There are those that get too many choices and don't appreciate their choices and basically diss this one and diss that because they're too busy. So you want to find the middle of the road, the balance, if you will. You want to be in the ring, okay, And you want to be able to vet various people, but also qualify your buyer and spend time getting to know someone. Don't give it away for a song. Don't give your monogamy away, because your monogamy is your virtue, and that is what the man is buying. They don't know this. It's biological since caveman era.
Right.
They don't want to know that you slept with them on the first date like you slept with 50 other men.
Right. So don't sleep together. You have very strict rules.
You get to know their... Look, the kissing, the touching, the fondling, just don't go in.
I agree. Don't rush it.
And so when you realize we like each other, which, you know, the last time I dated was David, we waited 6 dates, so about 6 weeks, because I had traveled in between. And so we were at the 6 weeks, and he's like, he can't take it anymore. He's at the point where
that's
he's going
to
go back.
Want.
He was at
you
the internet.
Begging for
he was
going to
go on it. We had dinner plans. He came over a little bit earlier, and he had the talk with me. He didn't want to see anyone else. He's an old school kind of Laguna guy. And I said, fine. And we hit it. And then we were late for dinner with our friends. And the key was is that we built up a crescendo, and that night was fabulous because of that.
Right.
You know? And so I think it's important to know who you're sleeping with and get to know. You spend more time buying a car and a mortgage
than
you do that.
It's so true, because it oftentimes with women especially, we get attached, we have sex too quickly, and then we're just attached to the sex, the oxytocin. Right. And then we're like,
we can't fall in love with a loser.
I would say you can't see the red flags waving in the distance when you've got this oxytocin that's attached you to someone. It's not healthy.
Right.
So can you talk about also... So, okay, here's the thing I want to know. People always talk about, well, we have a lot in common. That's how we get along.
Yeah.
How important is it we like the same music?
Opposites don't work out for the long run. They're great at attracting. I just came out of an opposite relationship where we were very opposite. You know, he was morning, I was night. It's attractive in the beginning, but about 6 months in, you start to pick on each other for their opposite problems. And so I don't recommend it. I think it's better to have a familiarity. We came from the same hood, the same neighborhood. We went to the same school. We have the same background, same religion. Things that you can... you know, glueify the situation and bring you together. And if it's not that, it's hobbies and interests. By the way, they have statistical studies that say if you like two or more things together, okay, then you actually have a larger chance of lasting.
Like Netflix and eating ice cream,
right?
And stuff.
So
no?
Yeah, it could be anything. I don't care what it is. But the key is, like, if you like skiing and he doesn't, but you teach him to ski, it can become your commonality.
You can find some
and
stuff.
And then
that
the other
like.
Thing is a sense of humor. Can they make each other laugh? Which, by the way, you can't buy.
You cannot
not buy that. That either is gift given. If you don't like his jokes and she doesn't like yours, you're in trouble.
And he's already driving you crazy, and he's not going to. Yeah, that's bad.
Can that be one of the things?
Yeah. What?
One of the things in common?
Yes.
Sense of humor?
That you both make each other laugh,
right.
Yeah. My parents, my mother's third marriage, it was all about laughter. He didn't make a lot of money. She had a lot of rich boyfriends prior to that. She said, I went with Mel because he was the laughter and the light of my life. He just made her crack up till the day she died.
And that never...
Yeah. And that helps.
It helps.
She had a sense of humor that she just found. And by the way, it makes you feel sexy when you laugh. You know, I told Jimmy Kimmel once, I was on his show, and I said, it was the day Sarah Silverman broke up with him. And they were all afraid to put me on because they thought I was going to bash him. It was the height of my early career and fame on network television. And I said, listen, I'm not like that. And I flirted with him, and I just said, you know, in the break, you're sexy funny. You can't find guys like you. If I found guys like you, I would have married you.
Right.
You know, and he's
right.
Like, you're out of your mind. I'm like, no, Adam Carolla.
Oh, so
you know,
funny,
some people
right?
think Jerry Seinfeld's like that. You know, Dennis Leary, one of my favorite, sexiest, hottest comedians. I would have fucked, you know, him silly and sucked him
right.
to death.
You want funny because
right.
you know that's not going to go anywhere. They might lose the hair, but they're always going to make you laugh. And it's going to be, if that's important to you.
But sometimes they get sexier with funny. They're smart. They're edgier.
Exactly.
I was just watching, you know, I never loved Jerry Seinfeld. I never thought he was cute or anything. My sister knew him from the neighborhood in New York. And, you know, she saw him once in a while at the Korean salad bar. And I said, I watched Comedians Cars recently. And I thought, wow, he's really intelligent. He's really smart. I never saw that side of him on Seinfeld. So, you know, you always see different sides of the street. Chris Rock, to me, is brilliant.
I know. I love the funny. I love the funny and smart. We always say we want tall, funny, and smart, my friends. I get sorry about the tall. It's true.
Yeah. Dane Cook, you're still single, baby. Call me.
Yes, right. You can fix him up. So what do you think, then, are the biggest roadblocks today this is a big question, but that singles are facing finding someone? What are we doing that's
I
problem?
Think they're like passing ships in the night. Being in the right place at the right time, picking one and getting off the market. Some people have too many choices and just keep going ADDDD. And like judgmental, the judgy aspect is so fucking hard. I haven't dated since my breakup because I just don't want to be judged. And everyone thinks I'm the show. You know, they watch Matchmaker and they think, she screams, she yells. But I'm like, I'm really a bitch. No, I'm really not.
You're so, see, how do you deal with that? Because people know you, if you're famous from television, mm-hmm. they've seen like, oh, is she like, but you're not like I'll hung out with you. You're not like that. Like, you're like, she's nice. Like, she's cool. You're not like that.
I date mostly surfer sports guys. And David was a baseball player and his family was like, you know, from the Oakland A's and he played for Fullerton. And it was like one of those things where he didn't watch Bravo. So he didn't know who I was until his daughter told him like about
And
people came up to us in the restaurant and he was like, why are people asking me for anything? I'm like, okay, well, I'm on this show. And so it was one of those. So I date athletes. I love athletes. I just love, or coaches or people who like sports. But I'm obsessed with surfers. Like, I just love surfers and skiers.
Do you surf?
No. And so I want
to
learn.
Interesting. So maybe they'll teach you to
surf. I live on the beach.
You
and I just
do live
I
on
watch,
the beach.
I watch them. I'm obsessed with them.
Okay,
so.
But this is so interesting that you guys just broke up and he did amazing. First of all, David does amazing headshots. If anyone in LA needs headshots.
That's right. DavidKrausPhotography.com if you want to get your headshots
best
done.
Best I've ever had.
And really
P.S.
affordable.
He's the best I ever
and
had.
And he retouches
Patty, come
for
out
free.
Wrong.
He retouches for free.
He does the best headshots I've ever had. But I love that you recently broke up and he's showing you his match profiles.
We're friends.
That's really healthy.
I mean, he wasn't happy about the breakup. It was kind of my choice. And the truth of the matter is I need to be in a different place at a different time.
Okay.
You know, like, he had his family. He was married. He had two dogs in the yard. And like, he's in a different place. I would like those things. I'd love to be a stepmother. My fantasy is to find a man with kids. And
he has kids.
Yeah, but it was different.
Right.
They were grown up and, you know, he was in a different direction than I was going.
But he
hated my job. He hated what I did. He hated the entertainment industry.
You need somebody who supports.
Yeah,
that's
he didn't like
judgmental.
What I did for a living. He didn't like what I
did
for a living.
Well, that would be, to me, a deal breaker.
He didn't like people
stop.
In our house. I work out of the home. He didn't like any of that stuff. So it was like a nightmare.
That would make me crazy.
Yeah, and he likes quiet. You got to go to bed at 9 o'clock every night. You can't stay up late. I mean, he has rules.
Do you like you
He gets up at 5 and he goes to the gym. He's very steady Freddy. He's good. He doesn't like to go to the movies. He doesn't like to go out, you know.
So you didn't have a lot in common.
No, it was like we were romantic in the beginning. You get me if you give me romance. I'm kind of a sucker for romance. But, you know, I like a guy in the business. I like a guy who's like, you know, at the top of his business and knows where he's going and, you know, his confidence.
That's where you're at now, too. So you wouldn't want someone that wasn't where
you're
at. I
want to build like an empire with somebody. I want to be like the cookie to the, I don't know, what's the other character's name? So Cookie to Lucius or whatever from Empire.
Yeah.
I want to build an empire with somebody and make it like, you know, ours
you
together.
Want to business
I want a partner. Yeah, in crime. I really do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how are you dating right now?
I haven't dated one person yet. I haven't done
anything.
People have sent me people that were not right for me. And this is how you know you're in a
group.
You're
like, I'm a matchmaker. Don't even start.
No, it's
right.
Not a true. I don't fix myself up.
No, I'm saying you don't, but you're like, I already know this isn't a good match.
Very
for me.
Few people are me when it comes to matchmaking. But what I say is that, you know, I get people, they send me people, and in the old days I would have taken any date, gone on anyone, and just given it a chance. Now I qualify them. And I know if I'm not going into the house, it's not a good fit. It's not being judgy. It's just, you know, my time is precious.
If you don't go into the house, what do you mean?
No, if I don't go out of the house for the date, it's because my time is precious and this person was around. Somebody said to me, I've got the perfect guy for you. He's 6'3". He's dropped it gorgeous from Manhattan Beach. He makes no money and he's uncircumcised. I'm like, see, I don't want to be you.
What?
I was like, why would I want?
Oh, no money. Right.
So he's hot.
Surfer,
who cares?
How many surfers are going to be rolling in the dough?
How is that guy not circumcised? He sounds like...
No, he was some sport. He was not circumcised. My friend went out with him for years. He wasn't a surfer. He was a sports guy.
Okay.
And by the way, surfer, we're talking about surfer weekend surfers. We're not talking like, you know, Laird Hamilton here. Although if he were single,
that would be
my type. But anyway, yeah. And I just said, no, thank you. And so then somebody else called me and asked me out, and I said, no, thank you. And it's like, you know when it's a good fit.
You can just tell without even having to meet
them. If you are really in tune with who you are, I spent more time this last year in meditation, you know, hypnosis, subliminals I was listening to. I have a new website called attractingasoulmate.com where you can get these things that I was working. And it slowed me down. It made me take a beat. I used to be in heat and look all the time when I was single. And I'm like, no, when it's right, it'll come.
Too. So I think maybe you're not even really, you go on a few dates in here, maybe you're not really ready yet.
No, I'm ready, but I'm ready for the one. I'm not ready for riffraff. I've done enough duty dating, as Pat Allen would say, for a lifetime.
I know
how to fucking date. Okay, I had a mate. I want to get married. There's a big difference.
Okay, I get you. So you're ready. You want to get married now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we want to talk about more your dating rules, a little bit of sex here, and dating in the online world. But we got a prick. We have a prick. Actually, speaking of pricks, I'm going to tell you about intensity. Okay, this is the deal. Patty, you know about Kegel exercises, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So they're really important, okay? And I talk about products all the time that will improve your sex life. And now I've tell you about a product that has changed and improved my sex life. But not just sexually. It also has extreme health benefits. Have you ever been at the gym on the treadmill and thought, you know, it'd be great if I could be eating pizza and exercising at the same time? Or even, God, I wish these push-ups would at least give me an orgasm. Unfortunately, we rarely get to experience pleasure while maintaining our health and well-being. Until now, you hear me talk about the benefits of Kegel exercises, but how many of us really do them? And even if we do them once in a while, like at a stoplight or waiting in line at the store, you're not doing them correctly, probably, and you're not seeing the benefits. But what if I told you there was a product that does your Kegel exercises for you and it gives you mind-blowing orgasms at the same time, right? That's it. Side effect. Causes orgasms. That's probably an exercise routine you might keep up with. I think so. Intensity is a revolutionary intimate health and stimulation device that takes all the confusions out of your Kegel exercises. Kegel exercises. It was actually invented by a doctor. It resembles the classic rabbit vibe. But let me be clear. This is no ordinary sex toy. It's both a vibrator and a Kegel exerciser. Intensity is the only device that combines pleasure with pelvic floor toning, giving you a workout you can look forward to. It targets your G-spot and clitoris. It uses gentle electrostimulation to contract your vaginal muscles. So you're just like lying there on your bed. It's doing your exercises for you. And if those orgasms weren't enough, it actually improves your overall satisfaction. It tightens and tones your pelvic floor muscles, which is so important for having sex long term. And to find out more about this, it's a game changer. Visit pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com. Pleasure with a purpose, people. Check it out. Yeah.
You think a woman could ever get so strong with her kegs that she could actually just snap a penis off? Do you think you guys are getting close?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah? Would you
like to do that?
Would that be satisfying?
I've been picking up a bowling ball and stuff.
The guy pissed you off, and you're like, come on, let's do it. And then you just snapped it right off.
I'm not an angry person like that. I would never want to hurt a man. But maybe they could.
Snap it off and spit it out?
You always hear about some... Not always. But we've heard, like, on Loveline, people call in, they're like, my penis broke.
I've heard, like, women capturing men's penises, and, like, they get stuck.
Ouch, I would never want to do that. Does it scare you? Okay, Patty, this is my question for you. I was listening to your podcast with Pat Allen, actually, who I love too. And you were talking to her about a lot of stuff, like the roadblocks people are facing. And you said, you know, we're talking about like best places to meet people of the opposite sex. And you said, well, sometimes it's just, I think you said you learned from her. You said, if the fish ain't jumping, you have to move ponds.
Right. Like, you have to move cities, like, different cities.
Do you think that's geographic if you can't find people in your town?
Yes.
How do you know?
Like, well, in New York, there's 5 women and 1 guy. So you better move your ass to the suburbs or you're not going to meet anyone. I mean, statistics are not in your favor. Don't stay there. And, you know, if you want a marriage, a family, and you are more driven for that than your job, like your money is second, then you need to go where the men are.
And where are the men? I mean, you have your Single Girls Handbook. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Don't you talk about mapping and where to find people?
SingleGirlsHandbook.com is something that the audience, you know, kept emailing me for. Do you have a coaching program? You know, I had my book. Some people don't like to read. And right now, everybody's very, you know, transient. They want things yesterday. So I basically created an audio coaching program, which you can go to SingleGirlsHandbook.com. You can download it. You can put it on a USB. You can listen in your car. That was the whole point. There is a matchmaking map. So one of the statistics we found is that in Breckenridge, Colorado, for instance, it's 11 men to one woman and very wealthy men, oil billionaires. So where do you go? You go skiing.
I just don't like skiing, damn it.
You don't have to ski. You can sit at the bar and have a hot
cute,
time.
Cute little bunny, right. Okay.
And go shopping. But the point of the story is you got to go. If you're a man, you go to the yoga class. It's 90% female with hot bodies.
Right.
You know, you don't have to go to the sweaty one, but you can find a nice one.
So you coach women and you help them find a guy with this program.
Single Girls Handbook is based on statistics, information, the studies. We do a lot of studies every year at Harvard. I mean, Dr. Helen Fisher talks about it all the time. Why him, why her? Great book, by the way. And we really analyze the census. And we look at where the women are and where the men are. And right now, women are making more money than men, but not equal pay for equal dollar, which is so fucked up, by the way.
Exactly.
And so there's more women in college. So you're a guy, you're going to go to school, you're going to more likely find a woman fast and marry her, or you're going to wait 10, 20 years and wait and lose probably the good one that got away.
I don't really. You always see the good one that got away, and like, do you regret things? I feel like I don't.
I don't have any regrets. But there are a lot of men that have regrets. I hear more from men than women. Men say to me, "I should have married the one when I was 26 from when I was 35." And men, women don't usually say that.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is?
Because they don't know what they have when they got it. Because their dick is pulsating at warp speed, thinking that they need to put that
the bigger, better deal.
Yeah, they have to put the sperm in everyone.
Okay, and it starts to change when men. I mean, because men don't really. A lot of them, especially in LA,
yeah,
right until later. To 35.
Well, we don't. We're not a marriage-driven society here in LA. People live together; they have children out of wedlock. It's socially acceptable. I remember, you know, I'm old, but I remember Murphy Brown, a character on television, when Dan Quayle was vice president, and he was putting her down for having a child out of wedlock.
I remember that,
and it was the biggest scandal. You thought the Kardashians, you know, come to town,
exactly.
And it was like a joke because now you think back and go, was he insane? He believed in, you know, the married principle of, you know, the moral majority in the South.
It was like that whole nuclear family thing.
I know, really, like the nuclear family. It's blended, extended families, different colors, different religions, different remos.
I
mean, it's just the way it is today. Who knew that gay marriage would pass, right?
I know, that's
thank God, you know? And now maybe we would have, you know, equal pay for equal dollar for female human rights, right? So right now, I think what people have to do is prioritize. I'd say get on three different websites. The first,
which ones?
Well, I believe in Match because it's the largest
Match.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can take a niche market one. You could go on, like, if you're religious, go on JDate. If you want a farmer, go on Farmers Only. If you're over 50, go on OurTime.com.
Say it again?
OurTime.com. Then the third one should be a hobby site or an app. So you can either split the difference. You can do the Tinders, the Hinges, the Rajas, which is brand new, which is okay. For celebrities and people in the entertainment industry.
Really? Like you have to be?
Well let's
a celebrity,
just put it
like
this way. Someone I know is going on a date this weekend with a very famous celebrity from Raja. I won't out them.
Okay.
But you know who you are.
But like how do you go? How do you know? What says that you're a celebrity?
This person had a celebrity picture and is that person.
Okay. Got it.
And, but like, not, and he wasn't shamed about it. And it's very, it's kind of like a cultish Soho house for dating. You know,
I don't know
there's
this.
Ivy Date, which is for Ivy Leaguers. But there's all different kinds. So you want to find the niche one, your hobby. Maybe you're golfers or us, or you're vegan, or you love dogs. You find the one that's the commonality because you're more likely to meet a person there. However, the statistics and the type of people there would be less than Match, but you're qualifying your buyer earlier.
It makes so much. It's like we're saying, you got to find the hobbies, because back in the day, I'd say, well, go out. And people are like, I can't find anyone. I'd say, well, you know, take a class, do something you like. And this way you can just find a website
right.
that hones in on
there's
it.
There's a great website that I'm a big fan of called meetup.com. Meetup is strictly events all across the nation and trips for people that want to meet single people and based on, you know, wine enthusiasts, you know, ski enthusiasts.
So
it's like whatever it is.
Can do. I think people are just like, they don't really, they say they want to date,
right.
But they're not doing anything to change their
life. And there's
even
a camp for singles, Club Getaway in the Berkshires.
I love camp.
And it's in, you know, Kent, Connecticut.
Camp was my favorite time
right.
of my life.
And so, you know, these people go away for the week, and they used to do the whole, you know, Catskill thing back in the day with our parents, and
yeah.
we'd meet up. You know, our parents would go to one side of the hotel, and we'd go to the other side of the hotel, the single kids. But now there's a camp, Camp
that's
Getaway.
So
you really need to research. I'm also an advocate of rugged, hot men. Go on these, you know, whitewater rafting trips in the back of men's
this
health.
Is what you should be doing.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I don't have time right now, but yes,
see,
I would.
I know. It's making the time. It's so
it's
hard.
Not the time. It's like I'm switching networks right now. We're
right.
going to a different network.
I know.
So.
People are missing yeah. you on Bravo, but you know, I'm sure you're moving to bigger
don't
records.
Worry. We're going
to
be in bigger, better water. You're going to be really excited about the project.
I had to watch you when I was on Bravo because they were like, oh my God, you got to watch it because I hadn't watched it.
And, you know, I chose to leave the network. They wanted me back. Thank you very
I'm
much,
sure
Bravo.
They did.
But I wanted
you're
to go.
The top show.
I wanted
Why
to go in a different direction creatively, which I really want to bring a new show to the audience.
I'm
but you're going to love it. You're
going to
love
this
it. I own the trademark a Millionaire Matchmaker for, you know, dating and television, and we're going to bring you a fabulous new show that you're just going to be over the moon
so
about.
So people don't have to wait too long, man.
No, in about a couple weeks, you'll hear what network it
okay,
is.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
No, but okay, question for you is how do you think that social media has changed the online dating? Because you've been doing this for 15 years.
Well, I mean, I believe that when Zuckerberg made Facebook, he really, I don't understand what he did. Because here's the thing, you know, the twins say to him, okay, we're making a dating site for Harvard. Okay, so why didn't he make the site? He made a friend site, and yet he was ripping the girls a new one. Why didn't he make dating for college students? It doesn't exist. So it's kind of sad that didn't happen. But I do believe when one of his friends came to him and said, do you know if so-and-so is single? And he goes, I don't know. And he's like, well, why don't we put that up on Facebook? And then now you need, it's the only place you know whether the person's single or not. That's nothing non-dating related. So for instance, Bethany Frankel is supposedly dating Eric Stone Street. So everybody calls me on the phone and
Who's Eric Stone Street?
She's the star of Modern Family.
Okay. Right.
So she's the star of Housewives of New York City. So everybody called me up and said, how do you know if they're really dating? And I said, go to their Facebook and see if their status has changed. And they were like, what? Oh, I didn't think of that. And that's the truth. When your status has changed, I just changed mine to being single.
You did? You was there a whole thing? Your personal
page? No, I mean, I was already there. I'm a pretty mature person, you know? But when you change your status on FB, your life changes because then everybody knows whether or not, you know, how to respond to you. And then, you know, if you're single, they're going to contact you. You got pictures up the wazoo. You know?
But what about all the like Instagram and all this people?
Well, Instagram, you can't do that.
No,
Instagram
people are liking you.
Yeah, but Instagram irritates me. I'm on Instagram. I love it to death. But there's these Instagram couples with their perfect lives and their perfect children. I just want to shoot the Abercrombie people. You know, it's like we're at the picnic today with our perfect strawberries and our perfect little child, and we're wearing our perfect outfits. And I'm like, vomit.
Well, nobody, all of it. People
and it's
say
curated and it's one filter, Olivia Palermo. But nonetheless, you know, it's like. It's like nobody can live like that. Don't start thinking that these people have fabulous lives and your life sucks because it's not true.
Because people get depressed. They see people who spend more time on Facebook and looking at stuff. They actually get depressed.
Twitter, you're not going to find. I think Twitter's mostly female and gay.
You're not going to find
Twitter's not really a straight man's society. I believe Instagram is getting more straighter other than, you know, Man Monday. Man Bun Monday. You ever see Man Bun Monday? They all have buns.
Man Bun Monday?
Man Bun Monday.
I don't want to see them. To me, if I see a bun, I'm like, oh, I really should have them.
They're hot, though. They're really hot.
Yeah, but like, nary a man's bun will make me want to go out
with
them.
But the point of the story is that I don't really see too many men wanting to talk. They like to take pictures of their cars and their friends and their trips, and they don't really want to stay very much. So that's why it's a good place for men. Men love to take
photographs. They love Instagram. But they love sitting looking at like Mike during Love Line.
They used to love Facebook, but I think they're gotten away from Facebook. I think they're growing up. It's become really Instagram.
Right. It has. Mm-hmm. So I have a question for this what I can't look at this, Madison. You can't walk up to me in the show. okay, so when you are matching people, so this is the thing. What do you think are some of the problem, like the problems, what do you think people are looking for? Like when women come to you and they're like, we want to find someone. What are the mistakes that they're making? Like, are they across the board? There's three mistakes that we're all making.
I think the wish list to the floor is the mistake. Like, he has to be this way.
Like 75 items.
Like, and it's not like 5 deal breakers and that's enough. 5 deal breakers, 2 physical quirks, and you're done. Like, you start getting really ripped to the floor. But I will tell you something, a cute little story. So Marnie Nixon, who I just became friends with, who wrote The Girl's Guide to Divorce, was telling me a story about Lisa Edelstein, the star, who I absolutely love you, Lisa.
That's such
love
a good
you.
Show.
She reminds me a little bit of you. You guys kind of look alike.
I like her.
So Lisa was going through a dating drought, and she was sick of dating all these losers, and she finally said, I'm going to make a list, but I'm going to make the list so crazy, a practical magic list, which is so out left field that it could never possibly happen. And one of the things was, he lives in Los Feliz. Well, she goes to an art gallery, and there's the guy, and it was everything on her list, and she ends up marrying him. So maybe in her mind, the list works for her. I believe everybody's different. I believe the secret ingredient is to meditate and go internal.
Yeah.
I took transcendental meditation this year. It's not cheap. It's like over $1,000.
I did
4 days of intensive work. I do it twice a day if I can get that second one in. And the truth is, it changed my life. I read Howard Stern and Ellen DeGeneres and Jerry Seinfeld all did it. And a good friend of mine, my showrunner Spike Van Breesen and I, we did it together. And it kind of calmed me down. You know, it made me more centered and more focused. And what I think it does is it gives you clarity to know what you want so that when the loser, you know, shows up, you don't get angry. You don't get mad. You don't have a Sex in the City moment where you're just so pissed off at the world like Charlotte. Like, I've been dating for 100 years and where is he? You don't have that. You're like, no, thank you. I'm going to wait for the next one.
Right, like it is true. Buses, everyone needs those
because
moments.
Because buses are coming by every 5 minutes, as my mother would say. You just got to pick the right one and get on the right journey.
But I just think, like, going back to the beginning, a lot of people don't spend time thinking about what they truly, truly want all ages.
Well, Pat Allen says you should know what you don't want as a woman. I don't always agree with that. I agree with a little bit of both. But gratitude is key. be grateful for your past relationships. This last relationship taught me how to live with a man. I had never lived with a man. I am so grateful for David for teaching me to be, I was a great stepmother while it happened. I lived with him. I learned how to keep a home and clean and cook and take care of my man and my dogs. And I fucking loved it. The next guy is going to reap me. I am Susie fucking Homemaker with Madonna in the bedroom and Martha Stewart in the nursery.
Wow, you did it all. You learned to cook and all that?
So, like, I gave him a lot of gratitude for that. And you have to give gratitude for all those past relationships, even the ones that broke up, even the ones that ended poorly and badly. What did you learn from them?
Right, exactly. You have to always do the inventory. Because a lot of time, men and women, they jump from one to the next because they're hurting and they're in pain.
I think a great analogy would be to take the 12-step program from AA and use that as a dating 12-step. I always had this group back in Florida called Dating Anonymous, which people would come visit me in my house, and we would have a small little once-a-week therapy group and talk about our dating life. And it was okay to be single. And if we didn't find someone, it was okay. And at the end of the day, we did the steps. And one of the steps was, you know, take an inventory, a moral inventory of all the people, and call the guys up, the exes that meant the most to you. Say, look, I want to thank you for this, but can you tell me why you broke up with me?
Wow, really? Did you do this?
Yes. And you take a moral inventory, and the ones that really hurt you and broke your heart, even if they're married now with five babies, you find the one thing you were looking for, because the question mark that spins in your brain that you don't know why, you just keep repeating that pattern over and over again, breaks the pattern. The other thing is to take a child inner child exercise, which is
what the inner child work.
I did that this last year, and so I couldn't understand.
Can you explain that for people, what inner child work is?
When you're growing up, there's usually a trauma of something that happened in your childhood.
Even if you think your life is perfect, yeah. You had a trauma, right. Believe me.
And this trauma dictated the road for you in your relationships. For instance, if you never got the cheerleader in high school and you were always searching for the cheerleader, you made a lot of money to get the cheerleader when you're the gold digger when you're later in life. And so in my case, my dad told me at 11, I made him lose all his money. He was drunk. He was a big alcoholic.
He told you that.
And he pointed his finger at me, and I must have downloaded it into my computer. I remember I'm 11 years old. And from that moment on, I took every wounded bird in the road home with me. Well, this last year, it shook me to the core that I remembered that through hypnosis, through meditation, through attracting a soulmate. And I went, holy shit, I don't have to do that anymore. And I will never take a man who's not qualified enough to date me, who's not at my level.
Right,
water seeks its own level. I will look for my water level.
Right.
He's not going to be a multimillionaire. He's going to be a guy who's successful, good with his money, and shares and is generous.
And he doesn't need you to fix anything.
No,
you don't want to
point. Like, I can't fix anyone, and I'm not here to rescue you. If I have to rescue you, we're not a match. Right. Sorry.
I just had guys typically who wanted to change me in ways.
Oh, I have everybody wants to change me.
Like, I love all this crazy about you, but like, maybe you could just stay home and turn off
stay
your phone and
purse.
Not do anything.
Stay out of your purse.
Yeah. Mine was like, I love all the fact that you're interesting and you're funny, and when we go to an event, you're just fascinating, but can you shut up?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shut up. I'm like, you picked a chatty person, and then if I go quiet, you ever do the days, like, she's a Gemini like me, Emily. So if you go quiet for 3 days and your boyfriend looks, what's wrong? I'm like, no, I'm just being quiet for the next 3 days. I really don't feel like talking.
Right.
I'm in a zen mode. What happened? What? I'm
the
like,
second
oh
you
my
pull
God,
back.
You're telling me to shut up. I finally fucking shut up, and now you're telling me to keep talking. Like, what the fuck do you want?
That would be shocking, though, if you just went quiet for 3 days.
I've done that.
It would be bizarre.
I've done that. I've just like, quiet, you know, we talk, but we didn't have conversations, and I was just like, I feel I'm tired. I've been working.
I'm tired. I totally got it.
Could I ask a question?
Please, Anderson, ask away.
For the listener, like, who might be listening in her car or cubicle, who she might consider herself overweight, homely, mm-hmm. she's very nervous about dating, but she's lonely. Like, what would you say?
Well, the first thing you want to do is get to the gym, not to lose weight, to let the endorphins rush, basically, which makes you happy.
And
happy
you get
people
to those
find
too.
Happy people find happy other people. So happy is contagious. Depression is contagious. And the endorphins are rushing. Yes, you'll lose weight as a side byproduct, but you really should be doing it to keep yourself sane. And it alleviates depression. You sleep better at night, which, by the way, sleep is one of the God-given gifts for dating. People don't realize sleep is everything. And the thing is, most people are really unhappy. So if you start off unhappy, you're going to meet an unhappy person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like you meet half a person. You want to attract. You want to get to your best possible.
I gained about 10 pounds in the last 3 weeks. And I was really unhappy with myself today. And I was like, you know what? I just got to get back to the gym. So I opened my app up on Equinox. I booked a class, you know, for tomorrow. And I'm just going to.
I love that Equinox.
You don't think about it. You just do it. You don't worry what anyone else is thinking about you. That's another thing. I was always a lone rider. I was called, like my mother would say, she goes to the beat of her own drum. And this is my problem with her. She just doesn't do well in groups. And I was like, because I was like further ahead of the pack. I was like, I don't have time for you. And I wasn't the girl that had 55 friends. You know, I had a few friends in each city that I traveled to or worked there or lived. And I was focused on my business. I was focused on growing my business, whether I was in school, what I was learning. I put my effort and energy into my interests. When you get into your interests, you become super magnetically attractive to the opposite sex because you're not focused on
right, because you're not like, you're I don't
not
need
in heat.
You. Right.
You're not in heat.
Exactly. And they're attracted to strong women in some ways, although I want you to help me answer some emails from the listeners here, okay? Thank you, everybody, for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I love you because I love that you've been listening lately, that I want to know your age and your name. We can change your name and how you listen and where you live. That's all. It's not too much to ask. Emily, I'm a beta male married to an alpha female. I can be bossy at time, but we butt heads often. My wife is very confrontational and enjoys a debate as long as she wins. This makes the relationship uncomfortable at times for both of us. I feel we do not have clear roles that we developed together. Could you please enlighten me on how to make a beta male with an alpha female successful? Brian.
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is go take the 5 languages of love test.
I was going to talk to you about that.
It's Dr. Gary Chapman's book. You can
love
take it.
It
online for couples as well as singles. And I think you need to find her love language. When you find her love language and you give it to her and you tell her your love language, you will have lines of communication now open and you will both feel loved.
You think that could break the alpha beta thing, even if she's not respecting him because he's more beta? And
the love tanks are not filled up. That's the disrespect. That's the one where you're just disregarding each other's feelings. Love tanks aren't filled.
Okay. We talked about this briefly on our last show, but I do love, and I've talked about it here and there, but I think it is a great book to find out how we experience love. There's 5 ways, right? And it's not that your partner has to experience them in the same way.
No. He has to love you. If you're touched, like I'm touching gifts. So if someone touches me, like when I'm crying or I'm happy or greets me with a hug or kisses my neck, I feel filled up for the day. Now, a lot of the men I've dated are words of affirmation. So I basically have to say, oh, honey, you look awesome today. Oh, how was your day at work? Oh, how do you feel? Like stupid stuff that you wouldn't think matter. And Pat Allen would say you would never ask a man how you feel. But a words of affirmation guy, you ask
like you look
how you
great.
Feel.
You look,
no, you ask you him how he feels. He wants to know that you care. So Cancer, sensitive men, Scorpios are sensitive. Water people are very sensitive. They want to know that you care. So
I think
feeling
it's a great
is important.
Test. You could just go on their website and take it. That's a good one.
I would love to know their astrology also, what their planets are for me to figure out the hiccups there too.
Okay. I think that's a good one. I think that also, though, there is something about the alpha female. I have friends who are alpha.
Well, alpha always tricks a beta, but there are alpha to magna alpha, and that's what you and I want. Mm-hmm. I'm attracted to magna alpha men, but I'm beta at home. I switch. I'm only alpha at work.
Me too. See,
I'm beta at home.
And
I've been told, like, what happened to the alpha when you get home? And I'm like, once that door shuts, honey, I am total beta.
What would the alpha at home even look like? Like, I don't even know.
I can never boss
take care
someone
of myself,
around.
Make my dinner, do something. I like guys who cook and take care
but
of me.
But the magna alpha is usually an androgynous person. He can switch it to both sides. And he can actually diminish his alpha to a level that you can understand. Because when he's too alpha, beta woman, as well as alphas like us, back off. We're like, okay, there's no point in arguing. We may disagree here, but I'm going to let you have it. Like, we just know when to, you know, concede, so to speak.
Okay. That's good. Thank you, Patty. Okay.
Something else I heard in that email, though, is she wants to win. And, like, I always wanted to win arguments when I was in relationships until
but
I got married.
But he said she wants to
win.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
That's
so
his
maybe
interpretation.
That with a grain
that's
of salt.
Not her.
But,
exactly.
I mean, there is something to be said for that. Because, like, once I got married, I realized I don't want to win. I just want to figure it out.
Do you
want to
be yes or do you want to have a happy life?
Right.
Really?
I want us to both see what the problem is and fix it rather than win an argument.
But that's his perception is winning.
Exactly.
He said that. Didn't say that. We would have to hear her side of the story. There's always two sides and there's the truth.
Exactly. Okay. Sex with the ex. Hello, Emily. This is kind of embarrassing, but I've been having sex with my ex-boyfriend for 2 years. We dated. It didn't go well. After re-meeting and hanging out, we ended up enjoying each other's company. We have no other commitments, and we see each other regularly. And sex is always good, though I feel like I found myself wondering, how could I get him to fully commit to me? Should I just hold off on sex with him? It's one of those complicated relationships. Carolyn.
Well, you're with somebody 2.5 years, if not before you were having the sex. So you've known him a really long time. So the first thing you have to do is have a conversation, sober light of day, coffee, no cocktails, you know, coffee, tea, whatever.
Right.
Soberville, in a nice, well-lit place in the middle of the day. Okay, quiet time, you know, make an appointment and say to him, listen, there's something I need to talk to you about. Okay, I really like you. I really care about you. But I'm in a place right now where I want to get serious with someone. I want to be monogamous. I want to get married, whatever it is. And I kind of let myself go by having sex because I'm so magnetically attracted to you. But this doesn't feel right for me to keep it in this position that it's in. How about we go to the next level? And if you're not interested, that's okay. I don't want to hold you up because I need to go find the right guy.
Right.
And you have to be this, you have to say this with a smile on your face as though you're not attached to the outcome of the situation.
Exactly.
So there's no pressure.
No heavy situation.
No, you did this and I did that. None of that shit. And when you say that and you go, and then he's going to stutter because he's not expecting this to happen. This is like totally.
Because he's getting what he wants right now.
Right. You're shooting off, you know, a gun. You're going to have to say, what's your plan? When you ask a man what's their plan, they have to think. You have to let that awkward pause stretch. He's going to need a big moment to process you. He might say, even I have to get back to you. That's okay. Mm. As long as you tell me when. But till you get back to me, we're not having sex. Okay? Because I'm in a place right now where I want to get serious. And if you don't want to get serious, that's cool. Just don't hold me up and I won't hold you up.
Right.
Patty, and that's how you do it.
That's what my wife said to me. Yeah.
What'd she say?
Is that really
what
she said?
Like 5 years ago, she's like, what's your plan? What are you doing here? Until you figure it out, I don't even want to talk to you.
Right, exactly.
And then how long did it take you?
I fucking freaked out.
What'd you do? Did you go home?
It was like a couple weeks and I was like, all right, it's on.
You could take up to 8 weeks in this situation.
We moved in.
8 weeks
really?
Is what? Yes. 8 weeks is where it takes about 3-4 weeks
wow.
for it to process where the man panics.
Men are slower.
At the 6-week mark, he's lost his mind. At the 8-week mark, he's probably going to Tiffany's and getting you a ring. Now, if he doesn't do this, he was never your guy. He was probably switch hitting with somebody else. He was probably, you know, perusing the internet. He had some backup girl worse than you. He might have 3 backup girls. You don't know his story. But if you don't know where he is on a Saturday fucking night.
Right.
He's got another girl.
It's true. It's totally
you're
true.
Not priority night is Saturday night.
So
date
she's
night.
By her, she thinks she's sleeping with him. She needs to ask him to define
yeah.
it. What do you want?
But
no
like,
pressure. Keep
but
it
here's
light.
The thing. You can't, men are going to look at this like you're taking the cookie away. No, it's not we're taking the cookie away. It's that we're at risk to oxytocin bond even stronger than we already have. So we have estrogen surging through our body up to about 40, 45. And then we have no control over this. We fall in love with a loser, the garbage attendant. We just can't help ourselves. So we are at risk. You are not. You have no oxytocin. You can sleep with us and let us go tomorrow. We need to protect ourselves. And unfortunately, that might mean not giving it up anymore.
Right. And Carolyn, it sounds like she has to do this because it's been 4 years now, on and off. I think that women do this because they think they want to change the guy. So I think this is great. Have the talk. And it worked for you. Would you have thought, though, Anderson, the day before she gave the talk to you, had the talk with you,
I
you would have
been
with her?
I was living the life of Riley. I was doing whatever I wanted. She lived in San Francisco. I knew that I loved her. But, like, you know, I was still a single guy with a person that I really cared about. And then when she just said, you know what, this isn't working for me, I kind of freaked out. And 2 weeks later, I said, all right, I'll get a place and let's move in. And she said no. She's like, fuck you. But then she came around.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
and
you
no
have
regrets.
To,
so
it's
no like
regrets.
The whole
it was almost
get
an
off the
ultimatum.
Thing.
Almost like an
it's
ultimatum.
It's kind of like the shit or get off the pot thing. I was like, you never want to make a convince a man to get.
Because
a
guy's
going
to continue to do whatever he wants.
Right.
And
he
have
is,
it,
okay,
yeah, as
there's
long
a reason
so
that men are dogs, okay? Dogs don't know when to stop eating. Think about that. You put food in front of a dog till it's every
so
5 minutes, it's going to eat everything you put. You put a cat in the same position, it will eat what it wants. He's finicky and walks away. Women are cats. Men are dogs. Women know what they want, okay? And men don't. So until you show a man what he wants, he doesn't fucking know.
Well, a man wants everything, too. And they'll take everything if you give it to him.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you're giving them food constantly. You take away the food, he's now going to go running after you and hump your leg and sleep in your bed till you give him more food. You understand? He's not leaving you to go find more food. He's coming towards you. You were the food giver. You understand?
But he could also go the other way and be like, well, she wasn't like really the right. Because he could also say, you know what?
But you want to figure that out anyways,
okay,
right?
Very,
you want to figure that out
later.
She's
going to find out. This is over. Listen, this guy has been sleeping for over 2 years as an ex. What were they like even before that? So let's say there's 4 years here, which just uses an estimate, right. 2 and 2.
Right.
Okay? That's a long ass time for him to lose his cookie, his nookie. Okay? He's now, you're taking the magic wand away from him.
God forbid someone takes a magic wand.
He's not going to sleep good at night. You understand? Right. He's not going to. And most men are lazy lions. They're creatures of habit. They're not going to want to go out on the prowl and look for more goodies because they've got their laundry done. She's cooking. She's cleaning. And she's fucking. Now, that's a lot. That's a tall order. But girl, you better know your worth. That's
right.
The key.
That's the thing.
That's
like
the key.
She's
Do you know how much you're worth? Okay? If you don't know your worth on the open market, you're screwed.
Love it. Okay. Patty? Thank you so much. Patty, okay, so here's the thing. People can find you in a few weeks at the Great Love Debate.
Oh, yeah, Great Love Debate, Laguna Beach. Do I have my information here? Sorry. Okay, so Great Love Debate, we're going to be there on, there's no date. Oh, here. We got
September 2nd.
Great Love Debate, we're going to be there. It's September 2nd at the Laguna Playhouse in Laguna. It's $40 for regular registration and $75 for VIP. Please go buy at greatlovedebate.com. We are going to be talking to you, taking your questions in person. There'll be a little VIP area. You can get a selfie with me. You can buy some of my products. You can ask me a personal question by the side. We're going to spend a lot of time. Laguna is a great place, and a lot of millionaires will be showing up. A lot of millionaires will be showing up.
Oh, my
up.
God. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming, Patty. Even though, you know, we'll see how that goes. Fixing it with millionaires. Okay. And then also your wine. Are you going to be serving your wine?
Yes. I have a new wine ad. It'll be hitting all the grocery stores starting in September. But right now, you can get it nationwide at wine.com and several grocery chains, small grocery chains, and a little bit of a, you know, some of the wine boutiques. But wine.com is the best place. I have a sweet red sparkling from Italy, and I have a crisp green apple Chardonnay from Napa. Mm. You got to chill both. It's amazing, these wines. I have been using other people's wines for years in my mixers and in my events. And it's like, finally, I got my own product.
Good for you. You need your own wine.
I owned part of Taikusaki. I got in the liquor industry because of that, and I fell in love with it. That was a little bit of a male-driven product. This product is unisex. It has aphrodisiac properties in it.
It does?
It makes you juicy-coosy and woody-shitty. And it's a really great thing to have in your house, if not to give a hostess gift this summer. And both of them need to be chilled, and you're just going to fall in love with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's PS. Match, and you can go to psmatch.com and find out about the information and the ingredients and the alcohol content.
Awesome. And we'll have all this on our website as well. Thank you, Patty Stanger, for being a millionaire matchmaker, for being on the show. Thank you, Anderson. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Madison. Okay,
thanks for having me.
Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, people, I have to tell you about the number one sex toy for men. It is the Fleshlight. And you know what? It's the only one you really want. Let's be honest, okay? Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex any time that you wanted, even when you don't have a partner? And I'm not saying it's going to replace your partner. I'm just saying, and I don't have a penis, but every guy I know has tried this Fleshlight. He's like, holy shit. It feels different than my hand. It feels different than having sex with someone. It's just mixing it up. I've got 1,000 vibrators, okay? You can have one Fleshlight and have a different kind of orgasm, and then you let me know what you think, okay? Not one person who's bought a Fleshlight ever said, Emily, why did you make me buy that Fleshlight? My penis really hurt. No. They're like, wow, where has the Fleshlight been my entire life? So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube, because really, what is a Fleshlight without Flesh Lube? Anyway, check it out at sexwithemily.com and get your free bottle of Flesh Lube. Use code Emily. Thanks for listening.